folks, welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is Financial Survival, and I'm here today, of course, for Melody's Hedstrom. She's lacking, take some time off on Wednesdays, get caught up in other work, and we're glad you're with us today. It is 5 January 2022, and as always, we're going to start with our Wednesday guest. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson just in a few minutes. Before I do that, though, I'd like to give you the updates on some metals and some markets, if you don't mind. Gold had a up and down day. It was up to 1831 and change. It sold out at 1810.60, so it's down 380. But it's actually went up from yesterday. If you look at the figures yesterday, silver was up over 23, settled back down 22.75. Platinum was up 10.13, settled back down to 991. And palladium was up 20.10. Settled back down in 1957, lost about $10. So metals had we won't say a bad day, but a fairly good day. Gold's up over 1,800 again, which I think will be the new base price, and it's going to build from there. I really mean that. I think so. And silver, of course, has struggled to be around the $23 range for a while. $22.85 right now, so not too far off the mark. The Dow was down a pretty good chunk, 334 points. 334 points down, 36,465. The Nasdaq was down 476 points. Wow. 15,145. And the S&P was down 81 to 47,12. So the markets had a rough day here in the U.S. Overseas markets were all plus, except for Hong Kong. That was down a little bit. But the overseas markets kind of held their own today. They're nothing huge, but they still hold their own. But the U.S. markets were all down. The oil was actually up a little bit. Doesn't surprise me. 77.20, pecking on the $80 range again. Folks, they're going to make it to 100. You mark my words, you're going to do it. That's your goal. Right now, $100 a barrel. Once you put the price of gasoline above a lot of us comfort area. And 10-year yield was up a little bit. It was 1.70. So we're seeing some increase in some good things in the metals. Price of gasoline, of course, oil's going up, which means the price of gas will go up and everything else that uses oil for transportation. All goods will go up eventually if this continues. So the market's down, gold and silver pretty much holding their own and up a little bit since yesterday. But our guest today, as always, for the first 20 minutes is Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. Her topics are always interesting. And today she's going to talk about life insurance. You say, well, what's that do with anything? Well, you'll find out. Wendy Wilson, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you. Well, let's find out if your life insurance policy is going to pay out, especially with the result of a plague. Because, you know, I guess that's what we're in, technically. I've kind of wondered about how the life insurance industry would handle mass death with regards to a plague. And the question is COVID considered a plague? Well, if you consider how governments are handling it, then yeah, it's considered a plague. So recent reports are stating that the death claims are up 40% on life insurance. So the public's being reassured that if they have life insurance policies in place and they're in good standing, then they have they're being told there's nothing to worry about, nothing to be concerned about there. So one site that was investigating this very topic wrote this, quote, "As long as life insurance policies are in good standing and the premiums are current, it doesn't really matter how the policyholder dies. So if a person dies as a result of COVID-19, their beneficiaries will almost certainly receive their policy's death benefit. Exceptions would be travel insurance or some other type of policy with exclusions," end of quote. That was in Vestapedia. Now, I like that term, almost certainly would get their benefit, right? So that phrase, almost certainly, did jump out at me. And so I decided, let's look into this. What can happen, you know, is that, you know, some benefits could be held up due to clerical problems. The beneficiaries are not updated on the policy, perhaps. And, of course, there's those nasty loopholes that insurance companies like to exploit. So there is a reason for lawyers who specialize in this type of insurance. So, if you have a problem with, you know, your benefits being paid, it may be time to consult a life insurance attorney. So, Pastor Butch, let's talk about these loopholes. According to one life insurance lawyer, he said it is the insurance company's best interest, really, to find a loophole to deny or delay your benefit. One lawyer specializing in the field said that most beneficiaries receive a denial letter of their claim, often, you know, citing, you know, the law to make the law of their of the state or the policies of their insurance claim, and this also makes the recipient think, well, this is so official, then I guess I don't have any grounds to stand on, and they tend to drop the claim. Now, one tip the lawyer gave was, should you receive such a letter, do not delay in seeking help, as a delay in a response can prolong the insurance claim for years. Here's one quote from lifeinsurancelawyer.com. They say, life insurers do have the right to delay or deny a claim. Some of the excuses insurers use in denying claims are not legitimate, but are an attempt to convince the beneficiary their claim is invalid. So they're lying to you, right, Pastor Butch?
Sounds right
there,
to me.
Pastor Butch? Okay.
I'm still here, yes.
Let's look at the denial letter, if you get one of these. If you file a claim for life insurance and you receive a denial letter, it most likely will include the following. There'll be quotes from your policy on exclusions, which will be difficult to understand because of the legal terms they're going to throw at you and a lot of ambiguous definitions. Also on the list would be the state statute laws supposedly supporting the denial. Other information that is intended to convince the beneficiary that the claim is rightfully denied under the law. And also, it's going to let the policy, it'll tell you that the policy has lapsed, possibly due to a premium increase. So, you know, who writes these letters? Do you have any idea, Pastor Butch?
I have no idea. You tell me.
It's not attorneys. Who writes these letters are claim examiners. They're hired by the insurance company to do that. So the devil's in the details. So, having an experienced life insurance lawyer maybe to look over your policy may be important to you. There are contract laws in place, and life insurance policies tend to fall under those universal commercial code stuff. So don't count on, you know, a press release from your insurance commissioner claiming your life insurance will pay out even if it's a COVID death, you know, because the policy that you have is going to dictate that, and if it is within the law. So contract law is very specific. If it's executed right, you know, it doesn't matter what a press release says. It's going to matter. The judges and the courts are going to look at what your contract says. So don't think the insurance commissioner's, you know, putting you at ease. I don't believe it for a skinny minute. Pull out your policy and read it. Now, on most of your life insurance policies is exclusions like act of war, suicide, murder, that kind of stuff. So one of the exclusions most life insurance have is an act of war. They do not pay out benefits if it is determined that an act of war caused the death of the insured. Now, I want you to keep this in mind should it be determined later that another country released a bioweapon. What do you think of that, Pastor Butch? So if they
this is amazing. Go ahead. This is interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's determined China released a bioweapon on the U.S., that would be an act of war, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Mm. Now, here's a list of companies who deny the life insurance claims kind of straight off the bat. Now, this is very common in insurance areas. When I used to work for an anesthesia group back in the 90s, several insurance companies, you know, these are health insurance companies, mind you, would automatically deny claims and throw you through a maze of different departments and different reasons why they weren't going to pay your medical bill, hoping you'd give up and go away. See, that's how most of them operate. So you just dig your heels in, and you do, and I'm sorry to say, When something like that happens, I'm a bitch on wheels. You are not going to get this by me, you know. So all your life insurance companies will try to wiggle out of paying the death benefits or at the very least delay payment and tie you up in a lot of legal knots. Okay, so insurance companies have numerous reasons to deny claims. So they have all these reasons at their disposal. And honestly, we should expect that the denial letter will be put in the mail. So you should prepare for it. So here's a list of the companies that want to mess with you. American General, also known as AIG, Cigna, Liberty Mutual, Lincoln National, New York Life and AARP, Northwestern Mutual, Primerica Life, Prudential and Transamerica and Unum Life Insurance. So these are the top ones that will almost always try to not pay. Now, a while back, Pastor Butch, I don't know if you recall, but I mentioned the medical industry and its technology that would have a great influence over the insurance companies and even employers. So, genetic tests. In other words, they can, you know, take a genetic test on you and find out what your genetic weaknesses are and kind of project into the future what your health risks would be. So genetic tests can signal to insurance companies that you would not be a good client for them and deny you coverage. There's this study out of the University of Melbourne in Australia. It was published in September 2013, and they said insurance companies are discriminating against applicants who have genetic results suggesting the possibility of cancer later in life. Also, applicants for life insurance right now are encountering life insurance companies putting a hold on writing policies due to COVID or enforcing a wait period if a person has had COVID and or had been treated for COVID. So they're putting a hold on that. So, and as we mentioned, death claims have jumped due to COVID. A lot of life insurance companies have been rattled by the fact that 40% jump in death claims have occurred. The problem is pretty serious because deaths are those who were vaccinated. So these claims didn't happen until after the vaccine was in use. So the spike in death claims have happened after the vaccine got released. And here's something to consider, Pastor Butch. Let's say they're putting a hold on writing new life insurance policies because of COVID, right? And so they're not getting new premium payments coming in, but they're having a 40 or maybe even a 50 or maybe even a 60% jump in claims being filed because these people are dying. You know, do the math. The math. Here's a quote from one insurance company, God bless them, established in 1877 in Indianapolis, and they said this: the death rate is up 40% compared to pre-pandemic levels. These deaths are occurring in work-age people between the ages of 18 and 64. We are seeing the highest death rates in the history of this business, and not just our company. The data is consistent across every player in the business. End of quote. Okay, so here are the people of work age. These are the people that can pay premiums, right?
Right.
And they're not going to be around. They're not going to be around. So if you have those people of working age dying off, who would be left to insure and to also pay premiums moving forward? It's a Ponzi scheme. That's what insurance is. So there is the possibility that these insurance companies could go bankrupt even if they supposedly have financial reserves in place. So I think as time goes on, premiums will go way up, more claims will be denied, and the courts are going to get clogged with a lot of lawsuits. See? So it's all messed up. Don't believe the insurance commissioner saying, don't worry, don't worry. No. Money answereth all things, doesn't it, Pastor Butch?
It does.
Yep. So if you've got the people of the prime of their life, the ones that are employed, maybe get life insurance through their employers or have taken out private policies of their own, if they're dead, who's paying that bill? Nobody. Nobody's paying the premium. And those premiums pay out life insurance for other policies. And so a lot of people are going to get stuck with, they were due rightful benefits but aren't going to get them.
Well, you know, it's kind of reminding me, Social Security is crying because they're running out of money, and I wonder if it's because it killed 75 million babies already. You have to wonder about that, you know?
Well, so. Yeah. Well, I'm totally a believer. This is just my opinion for what it's worth. I don't think we have a huge national debt. I think all this money was stolen by these criminals in government.
Well, they certainly got their part up, that's for sure.
I don't think we spent that money on anything legitimate, you know?
Oh, no.
So, you know, they have money laundering schemes with, you know, selling books. They go for the publisher, and Congress sets up all these, you know, supposedly bills to help other countries. The money goes through there and comes back. Those countries see, what, 4 cents on the dollar? And where's the rest of it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've been money laundering taxpayer dollars for centuries, I think. I mean, it's insane, but that's, I think, what they're doing. But, you know, the world is all messed up as we see it, Pastor Butch. And it's just the sound-minded people pushing back and holding the line. You know, once we're gone, there's just total pandemonium.
Well, you know, you have to wonder why the death of work-age people are up 40%. I'm convinced, from what I read on CDC and other sites now, that's because of the vaccine.
Well, I was just having a conversation with a lady today, and it's, you know, again, my opinion, where just the males are having the myocarditis. That's because, I believe, because they're so able to use protein switches now with these serums to activate certain things or turn certain things on or off. I think they've activated a testosterone level kill switch, basically. And that, so if you have a testosterone level, then in a certain age group, it's only going to affect those males. And those males would be the strongest ones to defend a country. So if you take them out, what do you got?
And reproduce, by the way, too, and reproduce.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they kind of thought this through. What do you think?
Well, you know, obviously that's true. Obviously it's so. I just read an article today from Mike Adams, Natural News, a good source of news.
Yeah.
If we don't stop this vaccine thing now, he said there'll be 10 million people dying a day pretty soon. They're going to load the population, but at least they want to load down 7.5 billion. We'll see.
Oh, well, just forget the life insurance then.
There you go. Exactly.
Forget it.
Exactly.
Forget it. So start preparing. This is the time to, you know, get your backups in place. You know, you want things to bridge the gap, especially if you can't get any prescription meds. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog, and you'll be empowered. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. So get empowered.
All right. Great job, Wendy, as always. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon. Folks, back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we're back, and as you hear, we got some change up in the bumper music, and I know Melody will love that. I really know she would. It is kind of refreshing for a change. It really is. I mean, I like to change up. I truly do. And as usual, Wendy did a great job, folks, and you do need to give her a call. She has some great products. I know she does. Wendy will not talk about something that she didn't have that was worthwhile getting. But let's move on to some other stories. I have one short one here by Peter Schiff I want to share, then a long from Matthew Davis of Natural News, and these stories may take a while to go through, but they're important because they concern us. They concern the bottom line for all of us. And I know a lot of people look at and laugh at preachers who talk about this, but folks, our job as a pastor and a preacher is to tell the flock what's going on. Teach biblical standards on all things, including finances. It's in the Bible, folks. Everything you need to know about your life is in the Scriptures, if you listen to it and follow it. Now, Peter Schiff said this, 2022 will be even worse than 2021. And I agree. How are the dollars and cents of your life changing as we move into 2022? Peter Schiff joined University of Miami Business School Dean John Quelch and host Holland Cook on RT's Big Picture to talk about the year ahead. Peter left us with an ominous warning. 2022 will be worse than 2021 as inflation continues to mount. And folks, this has to happen. It's inevitable. There's no way around it. Fiat currencies inflate, and then finally they bust. The first question posed to Peter was have Americans' prospects for prosperity become less likely? Peter said he thinks they've diminished dramatically and will get even worse as the decade progresses. He pointed out that in the 50s, Americans had much more economic freedom. The government was much smaller. The U.S. was a large industrial nation with big trade surpluses. We had a sounder economy and more savings. And folks, back then, we were surplus. We fed the world. We had real money yet. We had real silver back in the dollar. We still had some real money left in the 1950s. He said, we're the mirror image of that now. We're the world's biggest debtor nation, record trade deficits. We've got no savings. We have a complete bubble economy based on artificially low interest rates, excess consumption financed by debt and money printing, and we're about to pay the piper for that. Peter said we're just now seeing at the tip of the inflationary iceberg, and despite pulling back a little bit, the Federal Reserve is still pursuing a highly accommodative monetary policy. He is throwing more gasoline on the inflationary fire that the Fed lit. So Americans, I think, are going to be dealing with dramatically diminished standards of living as this decade unfolds. I think the dollar goes down a lot. The cost of living goes up dramatically. The dollar has to go down. It has no choice. It is worth nothing except the faith we had that's worth something. If we didn't believe the greenback was worth something, folks, nobody would take them. But because we've been brainwashed in believing, it's because it's green and got a number on it, we can take it. That's called a fiat currency, and it comes to a head. This next article is a little bit lengthy. I'm going to take my time and try to share it with you because I think it's really important. Again, this is from Natural News. And if you know Natural News at all, know Mike Adams, the one that runs it, and the writers for him, like Matthew Davis here, you're going to understand that this guy is not just saying this to be filling the page. He means it. So this article is quite lengthy, but I don't want to share it with you because I want you to think about what he's saying. And think about where you are right now financially. Maybe some of y'all are just really well off and you're comfortable, and that's wonderful. God bless you. I'm sure you worked for it. But maybe you're like a lot of us. You're making it, but it's getting tighter every month. So this is what this says. The Fed preparing to crash global financial systems to implement the Great Reset. The Federal Reserve is preparing to crash the financial system in the middle of a global pandemic that has devastated the world since 2020. A report published in Global Research, author F. William Engdahl, notes that the Fed, together with other globalist powers, is set to bring down the U.S. financial market using rising costs and inflation as their excuse. This will cause the greatest financial bubble in history to crash, paving the way for the Great Reset. The foundations for the crash and the Great Reset have already been laid. In the U.S., the Biden administration is inching closer to triggering another major wave by leading the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and deploying arms and advisors to Ukraine, a country currently in conflict with Russia. Meanwhile, the U.S. is in the middle of the row between China and Taiwan, while also waging proxy wars against China and Ethiopia and other parts of Africa. And I'll add this comment to this. From sources I have, they're good sources, U.S. is already basically war with Russia. Actually, the planes are actually shooting each other now over the border of Ukraine and other places. The air forces of both nations are already in combat. Let's put it that way. Back to the article. The trillion of dollars in emerging spending by both Donald Trump and Joe Biden, plus a continuation of the Federal Reserve's near-zero interest policies, have set the stage for an imminent market collapse. Asset purchases of billions in bonds to keep the bubble inflated prove that the collapse is deliberate and managed. The U.S. inflation is being worsened by supply chain disruptions from Asia across North America. The inflation, which is the worst in four decades, set the stage for central banks to bring down the debt-bloated system, prepare the Great Reset of the world's financial system. The economies of major industrial nations will self-destruct due to the Green New Deal in the European Union and the United States. The collapse of the dollar system will bring down most of the world owing to its debt ties. The electric grid in the European Union is on the brink of major power blackouts this winter. No thanks to zero carbon policies to phase out coal, oil, gas, and even nuclear. The grid is dependent on unreliable wind and solar energy. And I've made this comment many times in the past. You cannot replace fossil fuels with wind and sun. You can't do it. It isn't going to work. You can't produce enough. It isn't going to work. Germany's newest greenhouse government needed to close three nuclear plants on December 31st. Nuclear plants generate the electricity being used by Denmark. Wind and solar cannot fill the gap. Biden projects projects led to a record high in fuel costs. Biden's Build Back Better led to a record high in fuel costs, and it's an educated guess that rising interest rates will devastate the entire world. A strategic risk consultant and lecturer, Engdahl, a graduate of Princeton University, noted that the Fed has used core inflation to get rid of politically damaging consumer inflation monthly data that showed increasing oil and grain prices. Core inflation means consumer price rises minus energy and food. Disgraced President Richard Nixon used the term in 1975 to fake the data. Core inflation is a scam because American consumers had to pay far more for gasoline and bread. Very few people can live without energy or food, said stressed Engdahl. Presently, the U.S. Consumer Price Index does not include the cost of buying and financing houses, and also property taxes or home maintenance and improvement, which have been soaring. The Fed should issue a statement admitting that inflation is more alarming than they thought. The situation requires aggressive rate hikes to squeeze inflation out of the system. Aided by near zero Fed rates and $120 billion a monthly purchase by the Fed of bonds, Wall Street, with stocks at historic highs, could start a panic exit from stocks to get out. This, of course, will trigger panic selling and snowballing market collapse, which will make the real estate and stocks collapse of Evergrande small time. Folks, when America's market drops, it's going to affect the world. It is. Endel noted that the Federal Reserve and major banks like the ECB in the EU and the Bank of Japan gave zero interest rates and quantitative easing purchases of bonds to bail out the major financial institutions and Wall Street and EU banks in the utter disregard of the health of the real economy. The largest bailout in history of brain-dead banks and financial funds resulted in the artificial inflation of the greatest speculative bubble in stocks in history. As a savvy businessman, Donald Trump knew that the new record rises in the S&P 500 stocks as proof of the booming economy was a lie because the Fed zero interest rate policy. With massive labor shortages, lockdowns, and supply chain problems coming from China, the U.S. economy is resinking, and Biden's phony infrastructure bill will do little to rebuild the vital economic infrastructure of highways, rains, water treatment plants, and electric grids. Folks, if you have took time to look at anything about that bill, there wasn't a whole lot put in there about real infrastructure. It's done on purpose. It was a smokescreen to get it passed. So, just be prepared as best you can when things do start collapsing, and there's no place to turn to for help. Back to the article. The Fed's preparing for the stock crash in 2022, which it will use to usher in a Great Depression. It will be worse than what happened in the 1930s because the savings of ordinary Americans will be wiped out. Biden's tax on corporate stock buybacks resulted in S&P 500 companies buying back $742 billion of their own shares. Whether the Fed will reduce its buying of Treasury securities as well as home mortgage bonds, the COVID 19 pandemic hysteria led to a huge buying in Federal Reserve holdings of securities have more than doubled from $3.8 trillion to $8 trillion at the end of October 2021. The U.S. also manipulated employment data and inflation numbers. This happened during the Vietnam War era under Lyndon Johnson. Presently, private economist John Williams of Shadow Government Statistics estimated that the actual unemployment rate in the U.S., now listen to this, folks, the actual unemployment rate in the U.S. is over 24.8%, which is far from the reported 4.2% for November. 25% unemployment, folks. I believe this. The fragile U.S. and global financial system will collapse if rates will be raised. Citizens might beg for emergency relief in the form of digital money and a great reset. Let me repeat that. Citizens might beg for emergency relief in the form of digital money. Can you say New World Order economy? Can you say Mark the Beast control? Can you say social credit score to get your money? And people are going to clamor for a great reset because they want some relief. The Washington-based Institute of International Finance in September estimated that the global debt levels, which include government, household, and corporate and bank debt, rose $4.8 trillion to $296 trillion at the end of June, $36 trillion above pre-pandemic levels. Emerging markets such as Turkey, China, India, and Pakistan owed a combined $92 trillion. Folks, those numbers are so big, it's hard to even start to comprehend what they're saying to us here. But a estimated global debt of $300 trillion is not sustainable. It's not payable. They're doing it for a purpose. They want the Great Reset. They want digital currency. They want total control over your life. And to get that, folks, by finances. Don't you know that we're told in scriptures that without the mark of the beast, you can't buy or sell? And the mark is not just a chip in your right hand and forehead. No, it's more than that. It's more than that, much more than that. But don't you know that this will be a good way to bring people to their knees? If you don't follow the rules, you're not going to get paid. We'll just hold back your digital money. You want me to deposit in your account? You can't go. And, folks, I'm not sure exactly how this is going to work anyway. How do you take digital money to the store on a debit card, I assume, and you just run it through and it takes out your account like a credit card, I would assume, or a debit card? But how fragile would that system be with the burp and the electric systems of the world what would happen to your finances? If you're depending upon them to make sure that you eat and have your house paid for, doctor bills paid for, medicine paid for, I'm afraid you're in for a rude awakening. Most of us are. I know I couldn't afford the medicines that my wife and I have to take from time to time. I couldn't do it. There's no way I could afford it. These are things that we need to think in and look at alternative ways to take care of ourselves. And plan for the future as best you can, because this article I just read to you from Natural News and one from Peter Schiff should be a warning. These people are screaming atop their lungs that we're headed down a very, very dangerous road with a huge cliff at the end that's going to change the world more than ever before in history, on purpose. I said on purpose. This is not an accident. This isn't happening by chance. This has been planned for many, 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 many years. Since the beginning of time, folks, this has been planned for world control, world domination. Not only of all the natural goods and properties of this world, the natural elements of this world, all wealth, comes from the earth. All wealth comes from the earth. Everything's produced from the earth and the resources that this earth has given us. They want to take it out of the hands of the people, of the common man, and put it in the hands of the elite so they can control the common man, make serfs out of all of us, at least the ones that survive the cleansing of the population. The WF said they want 7.5 million people killed, leave about 500 million worldwide. I guess it makes it easier for them to control 500 million. But that's exactly what they're shooting for, folks, with the COVID vaccine and a whole lot more. They're shooting for this goal, and they're getting there daily, economically, and every other way they're getting there. Are we going to prepare ourselves the best we can? No, I can't cover all the bases. I can't. My Father in heaven knows that. I'll do the best I can. His will be done. That's all I can say. But you're not going to do any good at all if you don't sit back and start doing something about this. If you're not stocking up for what's coming in the future, let's say the first run only lasts 3 or 4 months, maybe 6 months, a trial run, see what people are going to do. Are you able to survive for 5 or 6 months without groceries in the stores, the finances to buy groceries perhaps? Do you have any food put back? You repaired it all? Are you trying to get out of debt? I don't know what else to say to you. We've been saying this to you for years. Melody's been saying it for many, many years. And folks, you need to call her at 800-375-4188. Talk to her. Ask her what her ideas are. Let her share with her insight. 800-375-4188. You have nothing to lose and a whole lot to gain. After the break, we're going to share some more news with you, some more political news and economic news. I want, if I can, by the grace of God in heaven, to maybe help you see some things as I'm trying to learn myself and make plans for what's coming up next, and who knows what it's going to be. I know what the elite are planning, but our Father in heaven is in control. We know that. So we're back after the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
I feel like a DJ here, folks. Now from the decks, the dusty disc from the golden past. Oh, anyway, we'll get started with something else here. So, anyway, those songs are old. Back to economics and inflation. I don't know about where you live, but I know here in our area, property sales have went up tremendously. Selling a house is really easy right now in most instances. And I know that's written an article here that in Austin, Texas, the average rent per month is $1,500 a month in Texas now, folks. Not California or New York, but Texas. I'm way too old to even think about that kind of money for rent. I couldn't think about the kind of money for a house payment. But inflation is still being counted in everything that everybody does. Think about a couple that's trying to get started, looking for a place to rent till they get caught up, maybe buy a place later. How are they going to afford to pay the rent? Eliza Reluski and Mark Moore sat outside their rental home in South Austin last month with their dog Ziggy. The couple struggled to find a place and ended up offering $200 a month more than the listed rental price. Eliza Reluski was getting desperate. The 29-year-old's lease on an apartment in South Austin was days away from ending, but after putting in half a dozen complications, she still didn't have a place to move. I wasn't sleeping very well, she said. If you were to ask my friends, they would say that I was pretty much all I was talking about for that month. Then Reluski was looking for a place with her fiancé, got some advice that typically gets doled out only to be would-be homebuyers on Austin's booming housing market, offered to pay more than the asking price. In the last-ditch effort, our realtor was basically saying that people are bidding maybe $200 to $300 over a rent a month, and that was shocking. Reluski and her fiancé, Mark Moore, felt they had no other option. When they found a three-bedroom rental home in South Austin listed for $1,800 a month, they offered to pay $2,000. In return, they got a 12-month lease, a win that didn't quite feel worth celebrating. $24,000 in rent in a year. That should make a down payment on a pretty decent home. $24,000 a year for rent. I would assume they can afford it, obviously. But how many people could afford that? How many people listen to my voice right now that maybe live here in West Virginia where I do or other places could even think about a $2,000 a month rent bill? A lot of people I know don't make that much a month. And you say, well, that's ridiculous. Well, yeah, I know it's ridiculous, but it's true. Especially those on fixed income. Most people who live on Social Security don't get that much a month. So these young people are having a hard time getting started. But we're seeing it happen, aren't we? We're seeing it happen. You know, we mentioned during the last article, last break, about the social credit score that's been going on in China. And folks, it started here too. It started here also. Not to the degree, perhaps, as it did over there, but it started here. The ability to follow and watch individuals as time goes along, everything they do is monitored and tracked and traced and probed. We know that. We all know that. If you have a cell phone, folks, you have no privacy. If you have a cell phone, you have no privacy. You got a computer, You're on the computer, every keystroke you put on that computer is monitored and watched. Oh, yeah, that's true. And again, guess what? China is one of the ones that watches it closest. And they sublet it to people in our country to do the same thing. China is the biggest spying system in the world through the Internet. The shadowy CIA data firms behind the creation of digital vaccine passport IDs. I said the CIA, folks. The shadowy CIA data firms behind the creation of digital vaccine passport IDs. In January 21, tech giants such as Microsoft, Oracle, and Mitre Corporation announced their launch of the Vaccination Credential Initiative, VCI, in partnership with healthcare companies. On their website, the VCI describes itself as an alliance of private and public organizations dedicated to the development of the issuance of verifiable health credentials bound, now pay attention folks, bound to an individual's digital identity. For 12 years, I did not have a driver's license because I would not give them a digital picture, a number of my face, my personal unique ID that's given to me by my creator. I would not give it to them to put in a database worldwide. Once they deny that would happen, but folks, it's happened. Once you get a digital picture of your driver's license, state ID, whatever, your face is now recognized worldwide. Understand that this is true. Otherwise, they cannot make this ID card based on your digital identity. Understand this, that this digital ID, folks, digital means number. It's a unique number of a man. What's the Bible call the mark of the beast? But the number of a man. Let's pay attention. And by the way, the number of man is 666. Let's go back to the article. The VCI ID depends upon a common platform from which digital wallets can be created. And on the VCI website, they call for participating organizations to commit to implementing testing and refining the smart health cards framework within the sphere of influence. Let me repeat that. You have digital wallets that will be created. And they want participating organizations to commit to implementing testing and refining the smart health cards framework within the sphere of influence. According to the VCI, their smart health cards are meant to work across organizational and jurisdictional boundaries. Let's look at that again. According to VCI, the smart health cards are meant to work across organizational and jurisdictional boundaries. State to state, nation to nation. Interesting, isn't it? Smart health cards, as of now, include a person's name, gender, birth date, phone number, and email address, as well as vaccination status. Developers hope, however, that these cards will eventually become all-encompassing universal digital IDs that reside within a universal digital wallet. Let me repeat that. That these cards will eventually become all-encompassing universal digital identities that reside within a universal digital wallet. Wow. Is that powerful or what? I say this to the glory of God. I told people this many, many, many years ago, and they all laughed at me and said, it isn't going to happen. Most of them didn't believe me. Well, now, folks, believe me, if you got a driver's license, you're in this system already. You're already there. All you have to do is refine a little bit, add a little more info along the line, you're already there. So this is already started. There's no place to run or hide from it. You're already in it. Whether you like it or not, it's just the way it is. And as I said before, the Bible talks about wars, rumors of wars, and unrest among the peoples worldwide. Well, Kazakhstan riots. Protesters seize airport. Government resigns. This is happening in nations that most of us never heard of. Kazakhstan. Protesters seize control of the airport of Kazakhstan's biggest city, Almaty, on Wednesday. A source familiar with the matter told Reuters as the Central Asian country was hit by a wave of unrest that started with demonstrations against fuel price rises. They started over raising fuel prices. All flights to and from Almaty are temporarily canceled, the source said. Kazakhstan's Internal Affairs Ministry said on Wednesday's evening that 8 police and National Guard troops were killed and 317 were injured in several regions during the riots. Demonstrators stormed and torched public buildings, the worst unrest for more than a decade in the tightly controlled country. The cabinet resigned, but that failed to quell the anger of the demonstrators, who have taken to the streets in response to a fuel price increase from the start of the new year. Though the unrest was triggered by a price rise, there are signs of broader political demands in a country still under the shadow of three decades of one-man rule. Do you know what this leads to eventually, folks? It can spread to other countries and leads to war between nations. Understand that. People are getting angry. In Australia, people are demonstrating against the vaccine shutdowns and the controls, burning government buildings. This shouldn't be surprising. The powers that be have to do something to scare the people back under their submission. Why not a great worldwide economic collapse? Or people are going to be scared that they can't buy enough food to feed themselves. Or the power is off and they can't do what they normally do. What will happen then? Where will people turn to for help? Most will turn to man, won't they? Well, we gotta eat. Give us an ID card. Give us whatever you got to do. We'll follow you. This is what's happening in the world today. And I just shared with you about the new ID card. They call it a health card. All new cars sold in the EU to be fitted with data recording black box. Folks, they're wrapping up everything we say and do. No matter where we go, what we do, at home or on the road, they're going to know where you are, what you're doing, and you did it. Starting this summer, all new cars sold in the EU will, by law, contain a black box accessible by authorities that records driving data. From July 6, 2022, all new manufacturers will be forced to fit new models with a system that keeps track of technical data. And folks, that's coming to America also. Believe me, that's coming to America also. The data recorder will include the vehicle speed, braking, steering wheel angle, its incline on the road, and whether the vehicle's various safety systems were in operation, starting with seat belts. The new system will coincide with the introduction of the intelligent speed assistance systems, which will warn drivers when they breach the speed limit. However, the ISA system should not prevent the driver from actually breaking the speed limit. The system, which will be accessible to law enforcement but not insurance companies, will also be able to catalog the exact type of vehicle and send information to manufacturers about an accident. Authorities claim the data will be anonymized, meaning the information can't be used to identify the owner of the vehicle, although only the incredibly naive would plausibly believe that. For decades, governments have been pushing for all cars to be fitted with black boxes that track location data. The ultimate dystopian scenario involves giving police a power to utilize similar technology to completely disable the functioning of the vehicle if the driver is deemed to have committed an infraction. That doesn't need to be a criminal offense. If the pursuit of a social credit score scheme that continues to become more invasive, it would eventually be used as a form of punishment for everything from unpaid utility bills to offensive comments posted on social media. Folks, that's where we are headed as a world. They call it the Great Reset. You can call it the Great Control Plan. This is where we are. This is what's going on. Are you prepared for this? Who can be totally prepared? I know we can't do everything. It's impossible. I can't do everything. I mean, unless you're a billionaire, a multimillionaire, you can't cover all these bases. But, folks, we have to do what we can. Not for ourselves, but for our families. Prepare yourself. Please put back some food. And get a Berkey water filter. We offer them through our ministry. Yes, we do, folks. Are you trying to sell Berkeys? No. We move very few of them because they're getting harder to get. That's right. They're getting harder to get because supply chain disruptions. But we still have some. Prepare yourself with some real tangible assets of value. Guns and ammo are going to be tangible assets people are going to want. Oh, yes, they are. Some gold and silver coins, another thing that are tangible. Please understand where this is headed, people. I'm not making this stuff up. I wish I were making this stuff up, but I'm not. Call Melody at 800-375-4188 and try to plan for the future as best you can. I understand it's not possible to do all these things at once. Believe me, I know that, folks. And people are getting a late start, maybe. I understand that, too. And it's not easy. If anybody, I wish you all could come see where I live, out in the woods, kind of by ourselves, and I like that way. But I wish you could see that we're not a wealthy people. I'm not a wealthy man by any means financially. I'm much, much wealthier spiritually and blessed with a wonderful family and a wonderful wife that loved me for 50 years. That's tough, folks, believe me. But understand that this is part of the system that's trying their best to totally control us. Take away your last vestige of free will to do what you want to do with your life. They want you programmed to do what they want you to do as a slave, a literal slave. We're almost there now. Oh, yes, you are. Social Security numbers, Medicaid, Medicare, control of every type, property taxes, income taxes. All these things are all control, folks. All control. Codified laws, they're not constitutional laws, they're codified laws, but they're everywhere to control you. All the electronics you have in your home and you carry with you controls you, tracks you, monitors you, can squeal on you. Now they want to increase it more with a digital ID card called a health card, and cars that squeal on you also. I know, folks, this is not something to say that's pleasant to say, but would you rather I lied to you? I don't think so. I'm going to tell you the truth best I can. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188 while you can still use fiat currency to purchase real value. Do it while you can before the dollar inflates to nothing. You can't even buy a loaf of bread with it. I'll see you back here on Friday with Melody. She'll see you tomorrow. Dave will see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock as always. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.